All right, people.
There's some music for you.
I don't... You really have ruined this for me.
I hope I didn't ruin it. I'm giving you credit. I think this is the greatest named segment in the history of radio.
We're starting a new segment. Pretty excited about it. We're going to be talking, while we are talking right now, with former Chicago Blackhawk Brent Sopel. It's sponsored by Coors Light. Coors Light believes every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Climb on. And we were trying to think of a name of this segment, and we all worked together on this one.
But yours was the best.
Brent, we're calling it What the Puck. Are you cool with that?
I'm down with it. If you like it, that's all that matters.
We test marketed it, Brent, and people hated it. But we said it doesn't matter. Wendy chose it, and that's what it is. Welcome to the show, Brent. Great to finally meet you.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Now, our fabulous radio station, WGN, does these little field trips to go fun places. And Brent went with one time, and a pretty good axe thrower you are.
Well, you know, being a Canadian growing up on the farm, I tossed a few axes in my day.
Now, you did grow up on a farm, correct? You're a farmer.
I'm a farmer through and through. I actually, last weekend, I went and bought some baby chickens, and I got living in my kitchen right now.
How did the other people in the apartment take to that? Is everybody okay?
I got a small little house, so it's, I got to finish building a chicken coop, but just been a little busy. I haven't had a chance to build a chicken coop and put them out there yet.
Oh.
I love eggs, but I got to be honest with you, Brent, and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't really taste a difference between store-bought eggs and freshly laid eggs.
Most times you're not going to taste much of the difference. It's what your body takes, what's inside of that egg and what it's inside of your body is what you're really going to, notice the difference years down the road. That's the health kick of what I'm in. So that's a whole new segment. We can go on another segment if we want.
All right. Well, let's talk Blackhawks. What is going on? The losses we were discussing off the air. What's the record right now?
You know what? It really doesn't matter. Let's just put it that way. The effort has not been there, and that's the frightening part about that. You know, you got Joe Quenneville yesterday stopping practice, skating the guys, and then laid into him pretty hard. And being with Joe Quenneville as long as I have been, if he does that, things are not on the right track, and that's what comes down to the wins and losses. You're not going to win hockey games without having, a solid effort by each and every guy. And that effort means, going out there and working as hard as you can. It doesn't matter if you play 20 minutes or 5 minutes. You need a complete effort by everybody.
So is it just the gelling of the new guys with the old guys, Brent? What do you think has been the holdup so far? The season is still young, but we're not seeing it be as consistent as we'd want it to be. So what do you think it is there?
Yeah, there's always a period of gelling when you could really see the guys know exactly where they're going. But some of the young guys that have jumped in have played well. So I wouldn't say DeBrincat, he's got 5 points. He's played fairly well. I wouldn't say it's that. Maybe it's a little bit of a complacency. Obviously, everybody thought that. Let's start planning the Stanley Cup parade route after, beating Pittsburgh Penguins, 10-1. And as you mentioned, it's a long season, but I think that, they came out of the gates playing hard, and that was each and every guy. And I think they've kind of taken their foot off the gas and not played as hard. Last game in Colorado, Jonathan Toews didn't have one shot attempt on net. And to be successful, you can't have that. Patrick Sharp's got no points in the last 5 games and a minus two. Panic's got one goal in the last 5 games. If you want to consistently win games and, being in the West and being in the Central Division, as tough as it is, they need to turn around, tonight.
And you mentioned Patrick Sharp. Of course, Patrick Sharp, we were happy to have him back on the Blackhawks, and Brandon Saad. They were with the team. They came back to the team, but they're still maybe out of sync. They don't just come back in and jump back into what they were doing before, do they?
For the most part, they do. You know, at the end of the day, when you go back to being a place where you're comfortable and you won, that helps a ton. It's just, they get kind of spotlighted on because they are back and everybody's expecting, huge things. I think Brian Saad he's got 9 points. I think he's played well. He's a plus five right now. So I think he's done a pretty good job. I think faceoffs, he needs to do a little bit better. I think Patrick Sharp, is the guy that really definitely needs to pick it up. He's a minus five right now, but he's playing with Anisimov, and, he's dropped down the third line center role, and he hasn't played well at all. And, you expect him to be a big part, especially eating up a salary of close to $5 million. What he did last couple of years, they need him to get going, and both those guys to be successful. You can't count on Patrick Kane every single night. He's got 12 points in 12 games. What he does best, but you got to give credit to a few other guys. Ryan Hartman's got 10 points in 12 games. He's played well also. But to be a complete team and to be successful in this league, you got to have every guy pulling the rope at the same time.
Brent, explain this to me. Normally, when there's an expansion team, not just in hockey but in almost any sport, they struggle for a while. They're trying to find an identity. Not the case with the Golden Knights of Las Vegas. They're off to an 8-3
stupid
start.
Name, though. I'm sorry.
Wendy
it's a
hates
stupid
the name.
Name.
But what's going on with those guys? They're playing out of their mind. Great hockey. What's up with that team?
Well, first off, Wendy, I agree. Bad name.
Yeah.
So, but this is a little bit different than most expansions. The expansion fee, it costs the fully the owner. $500 million just to say you get the team. So yeah. He's probably into this for over $1 billion. Well, if you're spending $1 billion, you better get some pretty good players. And the NHL did a great job, setting up the draft the way they did. And they got to pick some really, really good players. And Gerard Gallant's got them playing well. They're on their four-string goalie, and they just called up a goalie that was playing in junior hockey back in Canada in Kamloops. They called him up, 19-year-old, I think he's a 19-year-old kid, because they've four goalies of down. So doing what they're doing with the goalies they're playing with, it goes back to the Blackhawks can actually look at what they're doing. They're doing nothing but playing hard. That's it. They're playing hard. They're playing in the systems, and that's what the Blackhawks aren't doing. So, the Blackhawks can kind of take a page out of their book and just play a simple, hard game. And with the talent the Hawks have, obviously they'll be just fine.
You say play a simple, hard game. Do you think they're overthinking this sometimes, some of the players?
Oh, there's no question. It's, the game is all about confidence. And as soon as you start thinking, then you're in big trouble. It's a quick game. It's a reactionary game. But if you think what you need to do next, you're going to be a step behind. You're going to be a step slower. Usually that ends up in the back of the net or nothing good. So, you just got to, put your head down, put your work boots on and kind of shut your mind off per se and just go out there and do what, obviously what made them successful in the first two games. It'd be a different story if they didn't play some good games yet. They have, so they know it's there. It's just getting back to, back to the basics.
Brett, that's the same strategy Wendy and I employ here on the show. As soon as we start thinking we're in trouble, so we do our best to avoid it at all costs.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm in the middle of a live read and all of a sudden I start thinking, going, boy, I'm really nailing this, that's when I screw
sure.
up. You just have to go with your instinct sometimes.
Well, it really is on almost anything. How many times have you were this something was your first choice, and you look at two or three others, and what do? You come back to your first choice. So that's that instinct. It plays just about every facet of your life. Through work and relationships, it always comes back to that initial gut feeling and instinct. And it's crazy how this world works sometimes.
I miss Marian Hossa. That's something that we're missing this year, that's for sure. Philadelphia Flyers tonight, Corey Crawford in net. I will be at the game. Hopefully I can bring them some luck.
Well, I hope so. Especially after the segment, now you know so much about the game of hockey. You go there and tell all these fans how it's going to get done.
All right.
Beautiful. Brent, great talking to you, and we'll make this a regular thing. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you so much. He's Brent Sopel, and this segment is called What the Puck with Brent Sopel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have to...
With BS.
Oh, see?
Let's make it even worse.
That is Pippen to Jordan right there.
Right.
It's all sponsored by Coors Light. Coors Light believes every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Climb on.